This podcast is called The Real Story About Chronic Pelvic Pain Syndromes. The following talk is about the Wise-Anderson Protocol with your host, Dr. David Wise, co-author of A Headache in the Pelvis. Dr. Wise developed the Wise-Anderson Protocol with Stanford urologist Dr. Rodney Anderson. He has been treating pelvic pain in a specialized group.
The Wise-Anderson Protocol can significantly reduce symptoms of chronic pelvic pain syndrome in a majority of those who practice it. In this podcast, I will explain the Wise-Anderson Protocol and why it helps significantly reduce pain and symptoms of chronic pelvic floor-related pain in a majority of men and women who are trained in it. I suffered from pelvic floor-related pain and symptoms for over 20 years before I had the great fortune, unlike many who suffer from chronic pelvic pain, of resolving it. I've been pain and symptom-free for a long time. The way that I became symptom-free became the basis of what is now called the Wise-Anderson Protocol, a protocol named after myself and Dr. Rodney Anderson, professor of urology at Stanford University School of Medicine, now professor emeritus, with whom I developed the program. I sometimes muse that if the Wise-Anderson Protocol in its current form had been available when I was first starting to have symptoms when I was 18 back in 1963, many years of my life would have been very different. In a number of studies our team conducted and published in the Journal of Urology and elsewhere, the method we call the Wise-Anderson Protocol, used for almost 30 years, was shown to reduce pelvic pain symptoms in a majority of patients who had been trained in it and practiced it, to many of our patients. It has given their lives back. In a published study in the major urology journal, the Journal of Urology, after 6 months, there was a 59% marked to moderate reduction in pain and symptoms of men. In another published study doing a meta-analysis, we found our program was equally effective in men and women. In another published article in the Clinical Journal of Pain, we found there was a dramatic reduction in trigger point sensitivity, which is to say how much it hurts inside when trigger points inside the pelvis are palpated and typically directly related to overall pain. A drop from 7.5 to 4 on a scale of 0 to 10 in 6 months. This is a significant reduction. This occurred when patients who failed all other treatments, who then used our FDA-registered internal trigger point wand in conjunction with our entire protocol, almost cutting the internal pain sensitivity level in half. It has been my observation that the pain level continues to reduce among many of our patients as they continue our protocol after a period of 6 months. In the Journal of Applied Psychophysiology and Biofeedback, a third of our patients after 6 months voluntarily gave up all medications they were taking in relationship to their symptoms. The medication reduction was unsurprisingly associated with a decrease in pain and symptoms. The Wise-Anderson Protocol that we began almost 30 years ago at Stanford University Medical Center in the Department of Urology and since 2003 has been taught to patients in a private multi-day in-person clinic and more recently is now available in a comprehensive home program that can be done without in-person attendance. How you understand a problem determines how you treat it. In our book, A Headache in the Pelvis, we use the example that it isn't a good idea to treat chest pain with open heart surgery if the problem is heartburn. Similarly, to make the point, you don't want to do exploratory brain surgery when a headache is simply caused by stress. Correctly understanding a problem is the key to solving it. This is especially important for pelvic floor pain that you can't see or detect with any conventional testing. This is our understanding of pelvic floor pain, why it becomes chronic, and of course, most importantly, how to resolve it. Pelvic floor pain is an invisible problem invisible to the eye and to conventional medical testing. A person with chronic pelvic pain complains of a variety of peculiar and varied symptoms, and yet the doctor or anyone else can't see evidence of the problem other than the person's complaint of pain and symptoms. Conventional tests like CT scans, MRIs, X-rays, blood tests, etc., can't detect chronic pelvic pain syndromes. Similarly, the conventional treatments of drugs, surgery, procedures, injections are of little help. To their relief and simultaneous dismay, patients are often told that they have no problem after seeing the doctor, when in fact their life is being ruined by this disorder. You may wish to look at my previous podcast about how you do make the diagnosis of pelvic floor pain. So the peculiar situation of pelvic floor pain and of a doctor saying a patient has nothing wrong with them when in fact there is great distress is that when you can't see or test for a patient's complaint, you have to project a concept of the problem on the patient. If the concept you project on the patient who has pelvic pain is wrong, your treatment won't help. The current understanding of pelvic pain, in my view, of having had it for so long and then resolving it and treating many people who've had it over the years, is that in large part, the current concepts about pelvic floor-related pain are incomplete or simply wrong. The confusion about how to effectively treat pelvic pain comes from the strange and seemingly unrelated symptoms of it. Pelvic pain patients usually have three or more of the following symptoms: perineal, anal, rectal, genital pain or discomfort, tightness or burning, that can be on one side or another, or on both sides or in the middle. Symptoms can be continual or episodic at different levels of intensity during the day, can remain in the same place or shift to different places, which we call the migration of symptoms. Pain or discomfort can worsen with sitting. Sometimes it feels like a golf ball is stuck up inside. I couldn't sit for 20 years. It's a very, very difficult symptom. Pain or discomfort can be relieved or worsened during or after a bowel movement, or bowel movements can have no effect on symptoms. Pain or discomfort can be felt in the lower abdomen, on one side or another in the middle, tailbone, low back, above the pubic bone, as well as up inside the pelvis. Pain or discomfort is often exacerbated during or after sex or stress or after a long day's work. Urinary urgency, frequency, or discomfort, constipation, are common. Temporary relief sometimes occurs with hot baths or Valium-type drugs. Often, though not always, better in the morning and worse as the day unfolds. Pelvic pain is accompanied by anxiety, depression, reduction in self-esteem, significant reduction in the quality of life. That's the difficult news about pelvic pain, and I want to talk about what is optimistic. How can you make sense of all of these symptoms? Pelvic floor pain is typically a quiet and ongoing inner crisis of being in pain, of having chronic weird symptoms, feeling alone, misunderstood, and having little help. Even when some things like physical therapy help, which we pioneered for men at Stanford many years ago and is essential to our protocol, offered by itself, pelvic floor physical therapy, in our experience, is typically short-lived. It can last a day, a few days, if you're lucky, a week or a little more, but it usually is short-lived. I know this well from my personal experience and from treating several thousand patients over the years. So what is pelvic floor pain? I'm going to use some peculiar language here. Muscle-based pelvic floor pain is a psychoneuromuscular disorder requiring a psychoneuromuscular solution. This simply means that you must solve the physical problem of chronically painful, tightened muscles and deal with a nervous system that leaves the patient in an ongoing state of anxiety and arousal that keeps the pelvic floor in a knot. The solution must address mind and body. I refer to a study we published in an article in the Gold Journal of Urology in 2018 called Prostatitis, Chronic Pelvic Pain Syndrome as a Psychoneuromuscular Disorder, a problem of chronically painful, tight pelvic and related muscles that make the pelvic tissue sore, resulting in pelvic tissue that has developed painful trigger points occurring as the result of the chronic pelvic tension, which feeds pelvic tightening, anxiety, pain, sore tissue, and protective guarding, all in a self-feeding cycle. This symptom of male pelvic floor pain, often confusingly diagnosed as prostatitis, CPPS, also, of course, occurs in women. While a small minority of pelvic pain we treat appears to be the result of an injury or insult to the pelvis, most cases of pelvic floor pain occur as the result of long-term reactions of the pelvis to chronic worry that prompts an unconscious habit of protectively tightening up the pelvic muscles and eventually leaves them, without any treatment, unable to untighten. Like a dog that pulls its tail in when frightened, pelvic floor pain can be thought of as the human equivalent of a dog pulling its tail in. When upset, the pelvis of the dog contracts to pull in the tail. Chronic worrying in a certain group of people produces chronic pelvic tightening. Not infrequently, the tailbone is actually pulled in. You can think of pelvic floor pain as the center of the body being in pain, the core of the body being chronically hurting, tensed, triggering anxiety, pain, protective guarding, resulting in ongoing sore pelvic tissue. It's very important to be clear about. And all of this is part of a self-feeding cycle that is out of the reach of all medical interventions. Drugs, surgery, procedures, injections rarely help and often hurt the problem in our experience. So what to do about this peculiar and distressing picture? Here's the good news. The Wise-Anderson Protocol takes on the large issues I just described. This is why it is so time-consuming and encompassing. The aim of the Wise-Anderson Protocol is to stop the cycle of tension, anxiety, pain, and chronic tightening of the pelvis and related sore muscles on a daily basis. In the Wise-Anderson Protocol, we ask patients to follow a physical and ongoing behavioral program that has to be practiced for an extended period of time to restore the pelvic muscles to a state of not being contracted or in pain. I learned that resolving pelvic pain is an inside job. No one could do it for me. Having been through it, I see that stopping the pain and symptoms of chronic pelvic floor pain requires that the person with pelvic pain release the chronic pelvic guarding in the pelvis, release the painful internal and external trigger points, and daily stop anxiety. All of this in order to help the sore pelvic tissue heal. This requires learning the skills of internal and external trigger point release and the amelioration of the nervous system arousal that keeps the pelvis tight and keeps a person anxious, perpetuating the cycle. We do this with a method we've used for years called extended paradoxical relaxation. Ultimately, no one can stop you from chronically tightening up your pelvic muscles except you. And here is the key that is missed in most attempts to deal with pelvic pain. If the sore pelvic tissue doesn't heal from its long time of being squeezed, this sore, painful tissue itself triggers a reflex guarding and tightening. In other words, the tightened pelvis that's sore and irritated after being tightened for a long period of time becomes the major perpetuating factor in pelvic pain continuing and being chronic. Unresolved painful trigger points, chronic muscle guarding, and sore, painful tissue caused by chronically tightening it, anxiety and catastrophic thinking, all forming a self-feeding cycle that keeps pelvic floor pain chronic. Our method of internal and external trigger point release is based on the work of Travell and Simons, who introduced trigger points to medicine. We have developed specialized tools that we train our patients to use to do internal and external trigger point release. Extended paradoxical relaxation is based on the pioneering work of my teacher, Edmund Jacobson, considered the father of relaxation therapy in the United States, who developed progressive relaxation at the turn of the 20th century. The focus of this method is putting the pelvic floor and nervous system into a quiet state every day, which is not unlike the quiet necessary for someone in a hospital room to heal. Extended paradoxical relaxation using the principles of Jacobson's progressive relaxation has been adapted to be used by the pelvic pain patient who must deal with pain and anxiety in practicing relaxation. It requires proper instruction and daily practice of at least an hour a day for an extended period of time. At this time, conventional medicine has little to offer, as I've said, to release the chronically tightened pelvic floor tissue and reduce anxiety of an aroused nervous system. You would think that a pill could calm down the nervous system. In fact, there are no such pills that are safe and effective and don't have serious side effects. Many people have tried to use these pills and have failed. You would think that someone could simply do physical therapy on you, and that would solve the problem of the chronically tightened pelvis. In our experience, and in my own personal experience, most of those who suffer from pelvic floor pain have attempted all the conventional routes and remain symptomatic. Pelvic floor physical therapy, which again we pioneered in men almost 30 years ago, and are experts at teaching our patients, is a necessary but a temporary intervention that does not stop the reflex habit of tightening the pelvis under stress that reinvigorates pelvic trigger points and pelvic floor, what's called hypertonus or increased and chronic tension. Pelvic floor physical therapy that you learn to do yourself with the proper tools can help temporarily release the chronic guarding that keeps the pelvis abnormally tightened. Internal and external trigger point release must be carefully taught to the patient. Our FDA-approved, cleared internal trigger point wand, designed and approved for internal trigger point release, underwent a substantial clinical trial in order to deem it safe and effective. Our FDA-registered trigger point genie was specifically designed for external trigger point release and makes external trigger point release easy. These are the medical devices we carefully teach our patients to use. Resolving pelvic pain is an inside job. To reiterate, pills, surgery, and procedures don't work for it. As most of our successful patients have found, no one can do this for you except you. When our program is successful, it is typically practiced daily for 3 months to a year or more until symptoms abate. In summary, the Wise-Anderson Protocol takes on the ambitious task of helping to heal a sore and irritated inner core of the body that took years to develop. Combined regular and consistent internal and external trigger point release in combination with extended paradoxical relaxation over a substantial period of time have the goal of helping the pelvic pain patient to heal the sore and irritated pelvic tissue that became chronically sore from ongoing anxiety and its resultant pelvic muscle protective guarding. In all of our studies, the results that we have reported have been results that have come from patient self-treatment. We are convinced that self-treatment ultimately is the best way and sometimes the only way to be able to put in enough time and focus enough energy to keep the pelvic floor quiet and put in an environment in which it can heal and it no longer hurts or is in pain. I hope this information has been helpful to you.
For more information, go to our website, www.pelvicpainhelp.com.